Magician, actor, author Penn Jillette doesn't need to carve a turkey or wait for Santa Claus to declare a holiday. As he explains in his new book, the word holiday comes from holy day, and holy means exalted and worthy of complete devotion. By that definition, all days are holy. Life is holy. Atheists have joy every day of the year, every holy day, thus was inspired the title of Jillette's new collection of essays, Every Day is an Atheist Holiday. Penn Jillette is one half of Penn and Teller, the world-famous magic act who headline at the Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. He is the author of many New York Times best-selling books, including God Knows, Signs You May Already Be an Atheist, and Other Magical Tales, and the novel Sock. He is also the co-author with Teller of three best-selling books. He's made countless TV and film appearances, produced the movie The Aristocrats, and has been a guest on both Dancing with the Stars and The Celebrity Apprentice. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Penn Jillette to the roundtable. Penn, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me, man.
It's very nice to have you here. When you look at the book and writing these essays, and obviously this came after God Know, what has it been like to kind of put your thoughts in words and share them with the masses?
Well, the things that are the most surprising of writing a atheist book and also doing Penn and Teller BS on Showtime is a lot of times we just talk about the U.S. and the marketplace of ideas and just kind of let that slide by. But the remarkable thing is that we seem to really believe it. The overwhelming majority of people who disagree with me, I'm not even counting the atheists, the people who, you know, agree with parts of what I say, people that disagree with me completely, it's amazing how kind and open they are and how much they really believe that we're supposed to talk to each other about things that matter, that that's the way we learn, and indeed, that's one of the reasons we're alive, and that's the basic, deepest idea of the United States of America. And the vast majority of our negative mail on Penn and Teller BS and our negative mail on the book said, you know, I like you, I respect your passion, I like the way you state these thoughts, and I just disagree with you. And I think I expected writing books that were that honest and that upfront about what I believe from my heart, that there would be more negative stuff, more nasty stuff, more unpleasant stuff. And one of the things that writing these books have done is made me respect religious people even more than I did before. I mean, I really did learn that people do respect that and believe that. And we tend to see on TV where we have, talking heads that are supposed to be yelling at each other and sometimes a little bit rude. It's amazing how real and honest and sweet the general population is.
And so why do you think it works come election time? You obviously have been very outspoken in your libertarian views. And I think it's fascinating just coming out of an election cycle that was quite bruising, where you see the candidates going at it and screaming and yelling at each other. And I agree with you. And there you have the American people who say, well, why can't you just talk to each other?
Well, you know, you have to put it in context. I mean, bruising, yes, but just words. I mean, throughout history, there aren't many countries that do coups bloodlessly. You know,
right.
We had very important issues we were talking about, and I think it's okay to, if it's something that important, to raise one's voice. It's okay to do all that. The fact that we did elect a president, and the fact that we did have issues we were arguing about, and now we're all getting behind him. I mean, I was a Gary Johnson supporter. I was one of those, you know, million people only that voted for him. And now we get behind him even when we disagree. And I'm so optimistic. I think part of, at least my reasons for being an atheist and part of my reasons for being a libertarian, is that people are so good, and I'm so optimistic about the way we deal with each other, that even though, the president has to be under a lot of pressure and there's a lot of negative things said about him, you know, and whoever's running, I think that that they believe in service to their country and in telling the truth. That's more important, and I really respect them for that.
How did you come to the realization where you labeled yourself an atheist? Where were you in your life when that happened?
It comes from reading the Bible really carefully and all the way through. When I was about 16, I went to the first Congregationalist church in Greenfield, Massachusetts, and I went to the youth group. And we had a pastor who was very well-educated and very smart and very kind. And I just was very into it. And I decided to read the Bible cover to cover, not picking out parts of it, not, you know, with a study guide, but just starting on in the beginning and going right through Revelations. And as I read through it, it wasn't just the contradictions, and it wasn't just the, you know, the slavery and the way women are treated and all the killing. It was also this kind of negative view toward life and the family. I mean, the anti-family stuff throughout the Bible is really bothersome. I mean, starting with God telling Abraham to kill his son, you know, the worst possible test you could do, and a test that, by the way, I wouldn't pass under any situation. And then going up to Jesus, who, first of all, doesn't negate anything in the Old Testament, and secondly, and more importantly to me, says you have to put your family aside, forget about this life, and think about the one after. And it was just such a negative view toward life and toward people that I just started rejecting it right then, and talked a lot to my pastor. And he finally said to my parents that I should really leave youth group because I was doing a better job of convincing the other children to be atheists than he was of getting them to be Christian. And from that time, it's been 40 years now that I've been declaring myself an atheist, and I've gotten fairly used to it. And as I said, people have treated me very well.
And do you understand those who live a faith-based life, of what it is that they are looking for and what they get out of their religion?
Well, you know, understand is a pretty strong word. I mean, if you really, really understood, I suppose I would agree with them. But I have many friends, and I certainly read a lot of stuff by religious people. And what I do understand very strongly is that their morality trumps their religion. And that's important. When you say the simple sentence, God is good, you've said that good exists outside of God, and that good is something we can perceive outside of God. And it's that morality where I like to meet, that consideration for other people. But I suppose if I really understood you know, the fears and the desires and the joy that they get from that, I would be religious. So I don't want to claim understanding. Sometimes that's the most insulting thing you can do. I don't claim understanding, but boy, I'm listening.
Yeah. Well, and even understanding just in the sense of what it is that they that a faith-based community is getting from that experience.
Oh, yes. Well, I agree with, you know, I love the idea of a service every Sunday. I love people getting together. Much of the music and art that comes out of religion, I really, really love. And, you know, the value of especially Protestant Christianity in the history of the United States is very important. One of the things that Martin Luther did that really is so important to civilization is the idea of individualism, the idea that, you know, in his case, you could go directly to your God. You'd go from your heart to your God. And that basis of individualism in religion is really a big part of what makes the USA such a fabulous idea for a country, that individualism. And whereas other religions in other countries really try to put the group and the individual, the feeling that you can you know, speak from your heart directly is so important to me and shared by so many people in the U.S. You know, when I'm talking about religious people, I always try to add, you know, USA, because we're talking about a really different kind of religious person that is found in much of the rest of the world when you're talking about American Christians and Jews and Muslims.
When, obviously, the title of the book, Every Day is an Atheist Holiday, and you celebrate every day.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the really important part. You know, as you said in your introduction, you know, every day is to be exalted. You know, it's not the fear of death or life being over that scares me at all. It's the fear that life goes by and we miss it. And, you know, there's so many beautiful and important experiences going by us at a million miles an hour every second that we want to grab as much of that as we can and just love it and enjoy it. And the people around us and people in our family and our friends and artists and all of that is so wonderful. And I just, you know, the book is about trying really hard to enjoy that as it speeds by you at terrific speed.
So does Thursday, Thanksgiving, have special meaning to you?
Yeah, gluttony. I love it. we'll have a turkey and we'll do all of that stuff. And, you know, I have a show that night, so we do our Thanksgiving a little earlier than maybe other families. But, you know, I have two children, 6 and 7 years old. So it's a good time to be cooking pies and cooking a turkey and having a great old time.
And you'll be doing the show in Vegas.
Yeah, we do the Penn and Teller show at the conveniently named Penn and Teller Theater. It would be so embarrassing if our theater was called the David Copperfield Theater. It just happens that we're playing at the Penn and Teller Theater at the Rio.
Having seen you in that theater, having seen you do your thing in that, what is it like to have that place? To come most nights and to perform to a crowd who is there to see you, who knows you, and is excited for the experience.
Well, it's perfect. It's wonderful. You know, we played New York for a long time. We did a couple Broadway runs, couple off Broadway runs. And the amazing thing about Vegas is that most people just get a show and come here and do the same show over and over again until, you know, they retire. But Teller and I came to Vegas, and because of having, as you said, an audience every night, we're able to develop new stuff all we want, and we're always working on new stuff and changing the show around and putting new things in. And if you asked me, you know, at the age of 16 or 17, you know, what do you want most out of life? Thinking up, you know, weird, crazy tricks to do and being able to do them in front of an audience, working with a person that I believe, and most people agree with me, is one of the greatest magical minds alive, is just, you know, it's just wonderful. Just to go in there and have people enjoy what we do is terrific. We just love it.
And obviously that speaks a lot to the longevity that you've had, the fact that you've been able to do it for over 35 years.
Yeah, well, it's like 38 years. That's how long Teller and I have been working together, yeah.
Well, the name of the new book is Every Day is an Atheist Holiday. The book is published by Blue Rider Press. Penn Jillette, a great pleasure to have you on the program. I wish all the luck in the world, and have a great holiday.
Okay, you too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much. Appreciate it. Again, Every Day is an Atheist Holiday, published by Blue Rider. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.